Hey, friends. You've come to the right place for inspiration, the Christian Science Daily Lift. With us today is Trevor Yates. Trevor's a Christian Science practitioner who lives in New York, New York.
Life can sometimes seem a bit like being at a carnival. The rides look fun. They may even be fun. But they just go around and around, only to stop and leave you right where you started. How does this connect to life? Well, day-to-day life can be distracting, and pursuing fun for fun's sake can leave you feeling like you're no better off for it. But getting a better sense of divine life, that's God, can help you see things you've never seen before, in a way you've never seen before. This new view is possible only when thought moves off its starting point. If we're feeling sad about something, it can be tempting to ignore or distract ourselves, although this invariably leaves us where it found us. Mary Baker Eddy, who discovered Christian Science, writes, "Sorrow has its reward. It never leaves us where it found us." How is sorrow rewarding? At one point, someone I dearly loved passed on. As tempted as I was to distract myself with something fun, or in some moments fall into a pit of despair, instead, I prayed with the ideas found in the book Science and Health. I read, "Sorrow is salutary." Salutary means healthful or curative. How could that be? Well, I realized this sad experience was drawing me closer to God, and this was helpful, lifting my thought above sorrow. For example, I learned that my loved one couldn't be separated from divine life because he is the expression of God that is life itself. And I'm not separated from life either, as the spiritual idea of God. In fact, we are always connected to each other through this divine source. Just because I couldn't see him, that doesn't mean that he doesn't still exist. If a number 7 is erased from a piece of paper, that doesn't mean the idea of the number 7 no longer exists. I recognize that what made this loved one so wonderful were the spiritual qualities he expressed, the kindness, humility, intelligence, and selflessness, the substance of his being. The idea of him is never lost. As thrilling as riding the carnival of life may seem, it will always have its ups and downs, jolting turns, starts and stops. However, getting a clearer view of divine life takes us off this endless loop to nowhere. Science and Health says, each successive stage of experience unfolds new views of divine goodness and love. Today is offering some of these new views of life as each successive experience comes our way.
For more inspiration from the First Church of Christ Scientist, be sure to check out our audio landing page at christianscience.com/audio.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientists in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.